let's bring you back in time. Remember this.
Let's send congratulations to the 15 lads from the Rialto House pub in Dublin, the syndicate who won £500,000 in last Saturday night's lotto draw. They collected their cheque on Monday, so well done to them. The other winning ticket was bought in Lifford in County Donegal, but the winner has yet to come forward and claim their cheque. A look at our jackpot for this evening. And
the days of Roland Collins and live lottery draws and more than one winner. But as you know, again, no lotto jackpot winner last weekend. The 47th draw in a row that there's been overall jackpot winner. And the jackpot hasn't been won since way back in the 6th of June last. And it has been capped for the past 2 months at just over €19 million, which has led to a high-profile intervention by our next guest. He's been making national headlines all weekend. Fine Gael Kildare North TD Bernard Durkin, who's called for an audit and investigation into the operation of the National Lottery draw. Good morning to you, Deputy, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
You've got so much coverage over this. Do you think there's something off going on, considering the fact that there are 47 draws in a row? You're not suggesting there's
wrong, there's anything being done deliberately wrong, but the general public are concerned, and they are in fact much moved by the fact that when it was brought up, there were hundreds and hundreds and more hundreds of responses from members of the public by way of text and email and so on. So the fact of the matter is simply this, is that they are concerned. It seems extraordinary that in a lottery that already is pitched against the winner to the extent of 10.7 million to one pulling off the big prize, that it has gone on for so long without any winner being carried over again and again and again. And that may well be just a coincidence. That's the explanation that we've given anyway, that everything has been done in order. And I have no reason to believe that anything other than that is happening. But the general public don't accept that. They are concerned about it, and they want to know what is happening. For instance, it was brought to my attention, first of all, by a constituent who said, where have all the winners gone? You know, the old song, where have all the flowers gone?
Yeah.
This was the winners.
But it's a game of chance. And indeed, there are letters again in the national newspapers today in relation to your intervention. And one person saying, you know, this happens in casinos and gambling halls all over the world. It's a game of chance. Jackpots are won and they're not won. And such is life, gambling.
We accept that. We accept that it is a game of chance. But surely the game of chance must come up for those who speculate and who spend their money. And they do so on the basis that the money goes to a good cause. Many charitable organisations, community organisations, health organisations and housing organisations have benefited from the monies from the National Lottery. And it has been very successful. But one of the things that's very important for all lotteries or games of chance is that those who participate need to know that everything is in accordance with what they perceive to be the way it's being done or should be done. Mm. If they're not satisfied, there's a danger that public confidence may be eroded in the system.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, it was probably more visible, as I say, in the days, as you referred to last week in your statement of Roland Collins, when you had... what was his name from Stokes Kennedy Crowley? He was standing by watching over the draw. I presume those regulations and rules and safeguards are still in place.
Well, I presume that they are, and we're taking it for read that they are. But I think it's time for the authorities and holding the National Lottery to come out and clearly indicate how the situation is working, how it's operating, how the system is operating, and whether or not, for example, there was a situation, not now in the past 6 months because nobody won it, but there was a situation where by coming up to a bank holiday or a festival of Patrick's Day or Easter or Christmas, whatever the case may be, a huge lottery would have built up and one person wins it. Now, I'm sure that's totally a game of chance and a coincidence. Mm. But at the same time, the public like to be reassured. You know, they want to have the little flutter and they want to do it on the clear knowledge that, well, this is going to a good cause, and it's been operated on the basis of certain rules which we know about. And if I don't win this month, next month, whatever the case may be, that's grand. But they don't really want to wait for another 6 months or 7 months before any winner is declared. And it takes a little bit of explaining to do, and I think that should be done.
All right, okay. Among the changes you're suggesting is the reduction in the number of balls in the draw, and you remember, as I do, when the numbers involved were between 1 and 36. They're now gone to 47.
That's right.
Where
do you think... if you reduce the number of golf balls, it narrows the odds a little bit and gives more, what's the kind of phrase, it makes it easier to win. But the other issue that has come up is a lot of members of the public have expressed the wish that they'd like to see, you know, a lot more smaller prizes as well. So maybe there's a time for a review of the whole structure of the National Lottery, because they would rather see, instead of 19 million in one fell swoop to one person, they would be quite happy to see a situation of 19 different people receiving 1 million or... Yeah. Double that number of people receiving half that.
I think that's happening. We had a situation here locally the weekend before last where someone matched 5 and got 1 million. So is that not happening?
I think that's good. And that's good. That's good. But why have a main prize carried forward for, 48 draws and no winner? So I think that there's a need for in the interest of the National Lottery and its integrity to investigate from within or from without, or from wherever, the manner in which it is run, whether it is in accordance with what was intended in the legislation which was originally laid down, and to find out whether or not, you know, the public now need to know, and nothing will suffice other than a clear indication given to them that their concerns have been investigated.
Okay, a lot of people saying the National Lottery operation, it should not have been privatised as it was all those years ago, and they're wondering, were you part of the government that... give the go-ahead for the privatisation.
Those who know those things will know that I don't always agree with some of the things that we do from time to time. So I have often spoken at our parliamentary party and spoken against some of the things we do. But in the nature of our business, if you want to vote against the government, that's another day's work. It's not such a good idea.
You're right.
And we need to have stability in government. However, that doesn't stop me from raising these issues and setting out my views in early days. For instance, although all my party and all the other parties, main parties in the House, agreed to sell Aircom all those years ago, I stood up at the House on the day that legislation would go through and stated that I was totally and absolutely opposed to the proposal, but that I wasn't going to get one vote against the government because that would expel me from the party as a result.
Okay,
one can have reservations. One should express those reservations. If people don't have regard for them, well, that's a matter. That's a matter that, you know, the chickens come back to roost after a while.
All right. Okay.
Suffice it to say that, insofar as I am concerned, I reserve the right always to raise questions on any issue and raise questions. And now we have a number of questions coming up later on in the week, and we'll see where this goes.